from Australia, from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious Bill Show Studios. It's time for the Bill Show Politics This Week. And now, here are your hosts, Bill and Randy.
Join America's most popular show already in progress. Everybody loves Hypnotoad.
My fellow Americans, tonight with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for President of the United States. This is the most important election in the history of our country. At the Democrat National Convention, Joe Biden and his party repeatedly assailed America as a land of racial, economic, and social injustice. So tonight I ask you a simple question. How can the Democrat Party ask to lead our country when it spends so much time tearing down our country?
That's all, folks.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, Bill. How are you in lockdown there?
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I'll take off my mask.
You're scaring me, man.
No, look, we have to wear masks here. It's mandatory.
That's right.
Even the Karens have got to wear a mask now.
All have to wear masks. We're not shitting around.
Yeah.
That said, I don't want to hear it.
But I mean, we actually take things like this seriously here. That's why, even though it's a big number, we've only hit 500 deaths.
Only 500 deaths. How many in America right now?
Over 170,000.
Over 170,000. Okay.
Per capita, we would be around 20,000 if we were America.
Per capita, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, masks work. Anyway, it's good to see y'all. How are you?
And I'm good. It's good to see you too.
As you see from our backdrop over here, we've been watching conventions.
Yes, I'm in Charlotte.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I can't find my tiki torch, but I'm a good person.
Some of you are absolutely good people.
They were good people.
Fantastic people. Yeah. Don't mention them all. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to
talk. Don't mention either war. They don't like the Civil War being mentioned either.
They don't like it. Starting war is that. Don't mention them. So, we're going to talk a little bit about the two different conventions.
Both virtual, by the way.
Virtual conventions. I first wanted to focus a bit on Biden. Man, did you see the Biden convention? I saw it.
I did.
Thought he did an incredible job.
And I think they all did a great job. Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
They all did a good job. And he didn't drag out like the family and, things like that.
But he did. You know, he dragged out the family. And what I loved about it was the fact that they had like six kids, the grandkids, on a couch.
Yeah.
And I used to live across the street, because I'm from Boston, man. I used to live across the street from a large Catholic family that really loved each other. And they talk the same way, which is like over each other. It's just like I'm sitting there going, oh, wait a minute.
How many couches do they have?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I was sitting there watching Biden's family and sitting there going, Jesus Christ, Trump can't do that. Thank Christ, man. I'd like to. I have a Russian hooker, and I don't know my sons. You know, what I mean. So basically, what I saw a bit of Biden, and I have a bit to it, and I thought we'd talk about it while we got it on air.
I'd like to do that.
The current president has cloaked American darkness for much too long. Too much anger. Too much fear. Too much division. Here and now, I give you my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I'll be an ally of the light, not the darkness. It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. United, we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America. For love is more powerful than hate. Hope is more powerful than fear. And light is more powerful than dark. This is our moment. This is our mission. May history be able to say that the end of this chapter of American darkness began here. As love and hope and light join in the battle for the soul of the nation. And this is a battle we will win, and we'll do it together.
Absolutely. You know, it's the one thing that I think that Biden can do that Trump is just physically incapable of doing, and that's being
string human. Two words together.
Yeah, being human, I think, is basically it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Please proceed.
Yeah, so a very, very good thing, I think, that Biden did. And he had, you know, humans completing complete sentences in that. Then, of course, after an appealing Democratic National Convention, we came to the Republican Convention. You see this? This was
all this morning.
Now, if we are going to watch this shit, I'm going to get drunk. You know, so every now and then you get nostalgic for 1938. Yeah, that's right. If I'm going to watch Kimberly Guilfoyle, I'm going to be fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Or acid.
I saw only a part of this. So this is only a part of it. I just saw the beginning, and I thought, I want to react to that in real time.
Yeah, so I watched the whole thing two times, and it took years off my life.
Don't tell me. Because this is one of those reaction things. This is a drunk liberal reacting to the lovely Kimberly Guilfoyle. Randy, you want to take a ride down Crazy Lane?
I'm on my bike. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Strap in your goobles.
Strap in your triumph of will.
Now, first of all, I like the outfit. it's like she's showing up freezers on a Price is Right. I swear to God, where is that color from? But ladies and gentlemen, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle, and she's married. Who's she married to, Randy?
She was married twice, and she's now the arm candy of Donald Trump Jr. He left his wife for her.
Huh?
His wife of 15 years and five children last year.
Really?
She was divorced twice with one child.
There's a guy who can keep his promises, yeah?
Yeah, and so Don Jr.
Okay.
Like father, like son, he's working his way through wives and.
Okay, well, let's have a look at what Miss Amway representative 1978 has to say. Here she is. This is Kim Guilfoyle. Here you go, Kimmy. It's your big chance. Go.
Good evening, America. I'm Kimberly Guilfoyle. I speak to you tonight as a mother, a former prosecutor, a Latina, and a proud American.
You know, that's normal. I don't see there's any problem there, Randy.
What?
The intro is very nice. She's, you know, it's a rather unfortunate kind of color for her dress, but, you know, it's not bad, is it? That opening's fine.
Yeah, and she doesn't move her eyes because she's used to using a digiprompter.
Maybe it's not going to be as bad as I think.
No,
maybe
she's a professional.
Rational. Somebody speaking rationally to the American public about what she sees in the future. Let's see if that's what happens. Yeah, yeah.
And yes, a proud supporter of President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, well. At least she didn't say the whole name.
You know, I love when they say Donald J. Trump as if, you know, we confuse him with some other Donald Trump that we're talking about. Okay, here he goes.
Because he is the president who delivers for America. He built the greatest.
What does he work for, FedEx?
whoa. What?
He works for the post office.
There's a man who delivers.
All
right, keep going. I'll go with this.
Uh-huh. The working class and middle class. As commander in chief, he always puts America first.
When he's not letting Vladimir Putin fuck him up the ass.
Yeah. Or wearing his tie, tripping over his tie. They're getting so long.
America first, then Vlad. Okay, here we go.
Get all my suits made in China.
Law and order, president. Now presidential leadership is not guaranteed.
No.
It is a choice.
Yes, it is.
Biden, Harris, and the rest of the socialists will fundamentally change this nation.
I thought they were moderates. I thought Bernie was a
socialist. Oh, my God. Hear it.
Open borders, closed schools, dangerous amnesty, and will selfishly send your jobs back to China while they get rich.
And they will fuck your pets physically. Joe Biden will strip with a huge, massive Biden hard-on and fuck your dog. I am not kidding. It's going to happen.
But I don't get it because she says... Send your jobs to China and get rich. But Donald Trump gets all of his shit made there.
Absolutely. He doesn't make his stuff here.
And so does Ivanka. Ivanka gets all her dresses made there and handbags and shoes.
Yeah, did Ivanka just like get a licensing deal in China?
So I think that's total. That's the biggest bullshit.
Okay. Wait.
Five megaton bullshit bomb.
Okay. All right. Here we go. They keep on going, honey. You sell this shit. Go ahead. Sell it.
They will defund, dismantle, and destroy America's law enforcement.
Yes, we will. It's part of our grand plan.
Trump offered her a job. Look at the.
Now you look at her, and she's from fucking Westworld. I'm telling you.
You know, how old do you think she is, Bill?
I don't think so. I think she's the Kimberly Guilfoyle 2000 computer.
Now, how old do you think Kimberly Guilfoyle is?
I don't care. How old is she?
Well, you don't care, so I'm not going to tell. You know, John. Don Jr.'s arm candy.
He left
his wife.
Let me tell you something, man. No, I'm not going to say anything else. All right, here we go.
She's 50.
I need police.
She's 51, and he's 42.
The Democrats. As a first-generation American, I know how dangerous their socialist agenda is. My mother, Mercedes, was a special teacher from Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. My father, also an immigrant, came to this nation in pursuit of the American dream. Now, it's my duty to fight to protect that dream.
Are we talking about Joe Biden? Like, are we talking about Joe Biden? But if they're talking about this kind of crazy fucking shit out there that's going to come and take your, you know, take your white women and take your... Are we talking about the same guy?
Yeah.
Jesus, man. All right, here we go.
Rioters must not be allowed to destroy our cities.
Yes, they must. That's our position in the Democratic Party.
Rioters.
Yes.
What about Charlotte?
Oh, it's a very nice people.
They're good people.
They're good people.
Even sex drug traffickers should not be allowed to cross our border.
What? Sex traffickers? You mean like Jeffrey Epstein, the guy who has a black book with your boss's fucking name in it five times? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, what's a human sex trafficker as opposed to a sex trafficker? Like,
I don't know. There are vegetable sex traffickers.
Yeah, well, yes, the aubergines are wonderful in Honduras.
I find the occasional zucchini very arousing. Here we go.
The same socialist policies which destroyed places like Cuba and Venezuela must...
No, honey. America destroyed places like Cuba and Venezuela with sanctions. Okay? Let's get this straight. Socialism didn't destroy anything in Latin America. The CIA routinely destroys... Socialist democracies in Latin America, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What else does the beautiful Kimmy have to say?
Oh, all right, here we go.
Not take root in our cities and our schools.
Okay. Yeah.
If you want to see the socialist Biden-Harris future for our country, just take a look at California.
Why?
It's great.
It's a place of immense wealth, immeasurable innovation, and an immaculate environment.
Yes.
And the Democrats turned it into a land of discarded heroin needles in parks, riots in streets, and blackouts in homes.
Dogs sleeping with cats!
Oh, cats and dogs.
Bad sequels to Adam Sandler movies. It's terrible.
But the thing is California's the largest economy in the world, the largest population in the United States of any state. As many as Australia, 25 million live in California. There's no problem.
There's no problem. But you know what? That's where damn lefties live.
Well, Democrats, Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, fuck. I don't know what this crazy talking about. All right.
He built the greatest economy the world has ever known.
Wait a minute. That back up.
China while they get rich.
Yeah. We did that
too. They will defund.
I got to forward it. All right.
Pursuit of the American dream.
Yeah.
Now I consider it my duty to fight.
Oh, she's honking the right one.
I heard you say that.
President Trump, America, we light things up. We don't dim them down.
Yeah.
What is she talking about? Hot? Man, if I was on his staff, I'd be lighting up every fucking day. Yeah. And I wouldn't keep it to the herbal substance. And man, I'd be on crack.
The thing is I expect her to start doing the Hitler hands.
Hitler hands.
Someone turned me back. I got the
Hitler hands. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of crack, by the way, Carrie Ann Conway's left.
I know. George said, I want you home.
No, I'm sure she didn't say that, but it was kind of like, the rats need. Daddy sat there and said, listen, honey, the ship's going down. I want you back at home. All right, anyway, let's get through this crazy crap.
We build things up. We don't burn them down.
Okay.
We kneel in prayer.
Well, honey, yeah, I think you've kneeled in a lot.
Yeah,
I've kneeled
a few times.
Are you familiar with the term suck Satan's cock? Are you familiar with that term?
Yeah, but it's Rupert Murdoch on the Fox News, isn't it?
Oh. We stand for our flag.
Okay. What at ball
game?
That's a go
at joke.
Why is it that conservatives get a fucking hard on anytime they see a flag?
Yeah, but they make things out of flags, which is against the law.
I know. But what I'm saying is that I stand at the beginning of a ball game. I don't ejaculate every time I do it. What is it with Republicans? They're just like constantly hard for the flag. It's like a Pavlovian fucking response with these people. No. All right, here we go.
This election is a battle for the soul of America.
Okay.
Your choice is clear. Do you support the cancel culture, the cosmopolitan elites of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden, who blame America first?
Yeah.
Do you think America is to blame?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I recall the last couple of wars not being anyone else's fault.
Yeah. But what's the cancel culture? She said that, and I've seen it quoted on the press.
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
No, there's this term called cancel culture.
Oh, I don't know. It's whatever's playing on Fox News.
The only person getting rich around her is her plastic surgeon.
Well, that'd be true. Okay, here we go.
Or do you believe in American greatness? Believe in yourself, in President Trump, in individual and personal responsibility.
Jeez, she's scary.
They want to destroy this country.
What?
And everything that we have fought for and hold dear.
Okay, first of all, who the fuck is we? Because, by the way, listen, the country, you guys run it. It's your country. You're in charge. What the country is shit because you're in charge. Why are you blaming us? The riots in the streets. But those riots are happening now when you're in charge.
The worst riots were when there were Republicans.
Oh, my brain hurts. Okay, let's speed up.
No. Oh, go back.
Oh, what does she say? Is it going to make me mad?
No, it's the best stuff.
Okay.
We can control how you live.
No. A bit further back.
They want to
does this build up?
Weak, dependent.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Metropolitan elites of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden.
Okay.
Who blame America first? Mm. Do you think America is to blame?
I answered that question.
Or do you believe in American greatness? Believe in yourself, in President Trump, in individual and personal responsibility.
I've never seen somebody.
He doesn't take responsibility for anything. Country
and everything that we have fought for and hold dear. They want to steal your liberty, your freedom. They want to control what you see and think and believe so that they can control how you live.
Oh.
They want to enslave you to the weak, dependent, liberal, victim ideology to the point that you will not recognize this country or yourself. From the beginning, when President Trump spoke about making America great again, he was speaking about that shining city on a hill.
Wait a minute. Did she just do a jazz hands?
What's a shining city on the hill?
Wait a minute. Look back here for a minute. Look at this. I guarantee you, she does a jazz hands here.
Spirit finger.
Shut up. Look. Look at this.
That shining city.
She does a jazz hand.
Yeah, spirit. Yeah, that's it. Spirit fingers, yeah.
Oh, my God. How many teeth can one woman have? Look at that fucking mouth. Jesus Christ.
She has caps on her caps.
Hide the children. God damn, woman.
Hell, and restoring the beacon of light that once shined so bright. His promise was to put America first, and he has.
Why do you talk like this?
Wait till she starts yelling.
Oh, no, she's not yelling yet.
Yeah, wait till she starts yelling.
There are dogs in Pittsburgh that can hear this.
You can see the light. When she opens big, you can see the light shining in the other end.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine her coming home from a long day at work? Honey, I'm home!
When President Trump cut middle class taxes, putting 10...
Whoa.
She cut
the $500 billion that he gave all his friends and the $1,200 check?
One whole $1 trillion.
Yeah, are you telling me that the $1 trillion tax cuts for the big guys, and you're going to tout the $1,200 checks that he gave the average poor fucking slob that voted for him? Is that what you're doing? You're selling your complete burglary of the fucking treasury as a plus? Fucking hell, these people, man. Oh, God. Sorry, Randy.
No, don't apologize.
Sorry, Randy. I just...
Back
in please don't apologize.
Working class Americans. That beacon began to flicker once again. When President Trump commanded the defeat of ISIS, took out al-Baghdadi and Soleimani, and paved the way for peace in the Middle East, that beacon started to glow.
Didn't Obama kill bin Laden?
No, Baghdadi, the guy...
Oh, when he almost started a war with Iran.
Yeah.
That was a definite plus. That was
and ISIS and the other one.
That's a plus then.
Yeah.
Coming that close to a Mideast war. That's a plus for these movies.
Yeah, it is.
When he negotiated historic trade deals with Canada, Mexico, Japan, and China, bringing back thousands of manufacturing jobs to America, that...
Complete lie.
Bullshit. Complete
lie. It's a total lie.
No, it's not. It didn't happen.
You know the jobs that came back during the recovery earlier this year? Those jobs were the temporary jobs that you could throw away. They're part-time jobs. You know, that's why 10% of people are unemployed right now, and you're probably only going to get 2% of them back, because what these big guys are going to do is take all the tax cut money and cut their workforce now that they think they can do it.
Yeah, and buy back their own shares.
And buy back their own shares, and you'll have a permanent 8% unemployment rate.
But that's okay.
And bribe once again for the world to see. America, it's all on the line. President Trump believes in you. He emancipates and lifts you up to live your American dream.
That's crazy, man. That's some crazy shit.
He lifts you up.
You are capable.
He lifts us up where we belong.
You have the ability to choose your life and determine your destiny.
What is she hitting?
She's yelling.
Don't let them step on you. Don't let them destroy your families, your lives, and your future.
Don't let them have sex with your white women. For God's sake.
Don't let Puerto Rico have,
toilet towel.
Clean water.
Okay.
Let them kill future generations because they told you and brainwashed you and fed you lies that you weren't good enough.
No, honey.
Not that at all.
I think she's having a flashback to her childhood, actually.
You want to call
her wise old father that said, "Well, you'll always be a whore for Satan." I'm sorry, honey. That's it.
She went to school, university in California. She grew up in California. It's all California, not Puerto Rico.
Why did we know that when Satan would come, he would come with a facelift? And, you know, a bat.
And a flotation device.
And a flotation device.
I mean, this Don Jr. brought her in.
You
brought in the witch doctor. What's her name?
You can be that shiny example to the world. Manifest and be the change in this country that you dream, that you hope, that you believe in. Stand for an American president who is fearless, who believes in you, and who
fearless
this country and will fight for her. President Trump is the leader who will rebuild the promise of America and ensure that every citizen can realize their American dream. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream.
Like a psychotic, hyperactive MILF.
Starts yelling now.
Yet to come.
Oh my fucking Lord. Get this screaming bitch out of here.
Oh, wow. the hair.
Oh my God.
She's, if he was reelected again, she'll be Secretary of State. or she'll take over the press.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, ladies and gentlemen, when you're feeling misty for the old 1938 Germany, it's always nice to know that when you cross Hitler, Donald Trump, and an Amway convention, you certainly have
and a plastic surgeon
convention.
I got to do the Hitler hands.
Yeah, do the Hitler hands. That's all. That's taking far too much time. We're going to be back after this quick message, folks. We'll see ya.
And I walked in the first day, and there was a guy in the doorway, a sort of down and out homeless guy. He had a cup, and he said, "Any change?" And I had loads. I said, "I've got loads here." "Thanks, buddy. No problem." I went in, had a coffee, and got the homeless magazine, which has two great crosswords in it. So I went back to my hotel to do the crosswords. My life is a ball of fire. Second day, exactly the same. "Thanks, buddy. Coffee, magazine, back home." Third day, Thanks, buddy. No problem. Coffee, magazine. Back home. On the fourth day, I didn't wait for him to ask. I just put money in his cup. And he says, you don't have to give me money every time you see me. I said, I'm quite aware of that. You little cunt. I thought he had it coming. Fuck him. It's not a word I use usually, especially over on that side of the Atlantic. It frightens the bejesus out of them. Although they take motherfucker like nothing happened. But being a Glaswegian, I'm used to it, you know. That doesn't really mean anything. You know, you use it in all sorts of circumstances. You try to remember a film star's name. People are giving you all sorts of names. You say, no, him, some other cunt. That's it. I actually heard in Glasgow, who's that cunt with the Pope? And they don't seem to realise you don't need to be a complete cunt. You can break it up. What do you think of the Prime Minister? He seems a bit of a cunt to me. And he does, but just close your eyes and think of Donald Trump. Now there's a cunt.
Trump. Six. Flip. Cuckoo. Huckabee. Mueller.
And now, low energy Randy Rainbow in his stupid rendition of the Cell Block Tango. No collusion.
Trump. Six. Flip. Woo-hoo. Huckabee. Mueller. Trump. Six. Flip. Huckabee. Mueller. Trump. Six. Flip. Huckabee. Mueller.
They had it coming. They had it coming. They were the best that he could find. And then you guessed it, they got arrested.
And now he's losing his freaking mind.
Trump six. Huckabee Mueller.
The greatest witch hunt in history has dropped houses on six of the president's personal associates
so far,
including Roger Stone, who's been indicted on multiple charges, including lying, obstructing justice, witness tampering, and lacking basic fashion sense.
Six.
Before Roger came Mike Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and Rick Gates. Then on the same day Michael Cohen pleaded guilty, Donald Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort was convicted on 8 felony counts, only because on the other 10 counts, the jury was hung. And incidentally, the only thing in that sentence that will ever be described as hung.
They had it coming. They had it coming. They got the Machiavelli.
Look it up.
Just wait and see next. Who will it be next?
Oh God, I'll laugh if it's Kellyanne.
Trump six.
You know how people have these little habits that get you down? Like cracking their knuckles or implicating you in a criminal conspiracy to mislead the American people in order to influence an election? DT hates that. So it's no wonder that he's violated Title 18 United States Code 1512 by intimidating witnesses like his former fixer who's already cooperating with the feds. And there's no telling who might flip on Donald next.
Flip.
Thank God he can at least count on the loyalty of his longtime pal Roger Stone, who swears he would never do his boo like that. And I mean, imagine a fine, upstanding, delusional rat bastard con artist and self-described dirty trickster who dresses like a Dick Tracy villain and idolizes Richard Nixon going back on his word in an act of self-interest? I mean, I really wouldn't worry about it, Donald.
He has it coming. He has it coming. He better find a hiding place. He's changing color.
At least his jumpsuit will match his face. Oh, it's lonely being individual one these days. Even his own wife is starting to turn on him. Luckily, he has the genuine support of true and unbiased sycophantic media whores. Like Giuliani.
Cuckoo.
and Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Sarah, let's cut the shit.
Huckabee.
This is now the sixth person directly connected to the president in the Mueller investigation. What is your reaction? Are you scared? You look scared.
Real simple. This has nothing to do with the president and certainly nothing to do with the White House.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you guys are totally fine.
She has it coming.
They have it coming. While Giuliani's cracking jokes, as was predicted, they'll be convicted.
Mueller. Is it collusion or just a hoax?
President Trump is absolutely right. This is a witch hunt.
The dirty bomb. The dirty bomb.
Just let Melania go free.
Girl's been through enough.
But she's complicit, so she'll just visit. I hope for her sake, not conjugally.
Trump. Six.
Flip. Cuckoo. Huckabee. Mueller.
No collusion.
I know, baby.
Yes, folks, the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Oh, am I Harry Morgan?
You're Jack Webb.
Jack Webb.
You're here for your little rant here in my long extended monologue.
I love Randy Rainbow. I grew up as Randy was my nickname. Because it's a common derivative of Randall, but I can't use it. I haven't used it for 45 years because it means aroused in Britain. Well, listen, I'm not ranting, but I've got to tell you, I'm a fan.
Of what?
I'm a fan of Anna Kasparian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Cenk Uygur.
Yep.
And I'm a big fan of Emma Vigeland. Emma's the third Turk.
Right.
I don't think she's Turkish, but she's pretty.
Yeah, she's
and
lovely.
Anyway, I've become a member of the Young Turks, and I get their things come straight in. And one of the things they do is a great summing up of the week.
All right.
And I thought I'd share that with listeners today.
Okay, cool.
Because it's just fantastic. It talks about the speech. Yeah. It talks about the state of the Onion. Yeah. It talks about all of that, and it had done so well that I just want to share it.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I know some of you actually would hear these things, but I mean, our job is to bring together all these disparate clips and opinions and share them with you. So here are the Young Turks. They're summing up of the week, which was actually just yesterday, I think, day before yesterday, the 6th.
Yeah.
And have a listen. I think you'll really enjoy this.
Okay. The Young Turks on Randy's rant for two. What number are we up to?
227.
Here it is.
Welcome to the Young Turks. Cenk Uygur, Anna Kasparian, Emma Vigeland, everybody.
Hello.
All right. As always, there's a lot of amazing, fascinating stories, but my favorite is Fox News complaining about fairness.
Oh, my God.
So that apparently they've been teaching fairness in the schools, and that is unacceptable.
Conservatives love going after AOC. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a prime target of theirs, and her appearance at Trump's State of the Union was no exception. AOC had a rare bad night, looking not inspired, warm and original as usual, but sullen, teenaged, and at a loss.
So when she's enthusiastic, she's young and inexperienced, but when she's serious, she's sullen and teenaged. So no matter what, she's young and they hate her for it.
But there is a core here where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez refuses to play by Washington's rules, and it's driving them crazy.
I love it.
From major issues to minor issues like this.
A number of prominent right-wing figures had some pretty critical things to say about Donald Trump's State of the Union address.
This was probably the worst delivered speech I've heard Donald Trump give. He ran over his lines, he mixed up the light, didn't deliver his punchlines. Someone didn't do a good job of breaking his speech so he knew what to do.
No, I'm sure they did. but he didn't practice the speech. Of course, the guy hates homework. He's a petulant child.
Yeah.
So that's why he was not prepared. So he's like, cancer, charter schools, whatever. I'm going to keep going here. I'm tired. Right? When do I get back to eating burgers and watching Fox and Friends?
Ben Shapiro, in typical Ben Shapiro fashion, shared his fast-paced talking points about the State of the Union address that happened last night.
You can see in the background, if you're watching this, that Nancy Pelosi is ruffling through sheets of paper, which, by the way, is kind of rude.
So when Donald Trump talks about grabbing women by the genitalia, well, that's decorum. Shuffling papers? Oh my God, what has this country come to? This is just absolutely outrageous.
The Democratic Party and establishment Democrats have been hating on Trump, right? That's never changed. What did change was that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer finally decided to fight. And they finally started to use the same type of strategy that you would typically see on the Republican side. Brett Kavanaugh's position in the D.C. Circuit Court needs to be filled, and Trump has nominated a woman by the name of Naomi Rao to fill that position. She is currently undergoing Senate hearings. The Senate needs to confirm her, and we're learning quite a bit about her.
She wrote back then, when a woman, quote, drinks to the point where she can no longer choose, well, getting to that point was part of her choice. So if that doesn't blame the victim, it comes awfully close. She said homosexuals want to redefine marriage and parenthood. Now, look, she wrote that back in the 1990s. If she's evolved on that, a lot of Democratic politicians have evolved on that. So, okay, that'd be fair, and I wouldn't hold it against her. The question, though, is, wait, do you regret it? Have you changed your mind?
Recent polling indicates that the majority of Americans, including the majority of Republican voters, are in favor of raising taxes on the wealthy.
What seems to be a movement against capitalism in this country, recent polling is showing that the American public is increasingly on board with raising taxes on the rich. Over $1 million in income, 65% are in favor of raising taxes.
Is it anti-capitalist to ask the wealthiest people in the country to pay their fair share of taxes?
They live in that world where a lot of their advertisers and Fox News itself is a giant multi-billion dollar corporation. Almost all the anchors are incredibly wealthy. So in that circle, they're like, over $1 million, that's middle class. And these guys want to raise taxes on it. So look, Ocasio-Cortez said above 10 million, a dollar above 10 million gets taxed at that rate. When Fox News asked, the audience was like, no, above 1 million. 65%, two-thirds of Americans agreed, yes, raise their taxes.
And we're starting to see kids who grew up in this notion that fairness above all. And now they're becoming voting age, and they're bringing this ideology with them.
Fair. Oh, these kids, they learned about fairness in school.
Justice.
And now they want fairness in the economy.
But this is awesome because it's peak Fox. They don't realize they've become a parody of themselves. It's like an SNL skit. They just came out and argued against fairness. So is their audience going to be like, oh, yeah, I got him again? And own the libs. The libs want you to be fair. We want you to be unfair. Peak Fox. It doesn't get any crazier than that. But thank you for admitting who you really are.
Why are they getting Don Cortez's back for not being
AOC.
Happy?
Oh, and fair. You can't teach fairness in the schools.
No, don't
the kids,
do that.
The kids are now voting for fair policies. That's not fair.
Nah.
You know, what a bunch of turds.
Well, you know what I can't think is basically the thing that caught me was at the beginning where they said that they were accusing AOC of looking glum. She was eating shit. She had to sit there and listen to this fucking noise. And, you know, I'll tell you, if I had to sit there and watch these boneheads on the other end of the aisle pander and suck up to this fucking monster, I'd be, you know, she's not classy. And she's there to fight. She's not going to give nice little applause line. You know, she's not going to sit there and go, "Oh, we're all part of." No, fuck you. I want him gone. That's what she's thinking. Fuck you. I want him gone. Yeah. You know. So AOC.
And the bloody GOP stand sit. They took their cue off of Mike Pence. And
weekend at Bernie's.
He was almost like choreographing them.
Yeah, he was. A little cheerleader. I would have loved to see Mike in the outfit. Yeah. I think that really would compliment him. He's just such a good-looking guy.
Okay, here's one a little... Okay, so I want to do this little one live before we go.
Okay.
It's for Valentine's Day,
woo!
Which is a couple of days hence.
Okay.
You'll probably be getting this show about then anyway. Now, El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
El Paso Zoo.
Yeah.
Is offering... the Bronx Zoo has been doing this for a few years, but only just naming things. El Paso Zoo's taken it a step further. They're offering to turn to take for you to pay $10. They'll name a giant African hissing cockroach after your ex, your ex boyfriend,
yeah,
or your ex whatever,
yeah,
and then feed it to the meerkats. And you can watch this online. You can watch it online. Yeah, yeah. But the Bronx Zoo has been doing this for years. But they would just name the cockroaches.
Okay.
But the El Paso Zoo's taking it a step further. Name a cockroach after your ex.
Yeah.
And the names will be displayed in the meerkat exhibit starting on the 11th of February.
That is
And then
fabulous.
The meerkat webcam will show the meerkat mob crunching down on the little bugs. Because
there goes Eddie.
They love cockroaches. So there you go.
That's fantastic. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so if you got $10, you can name a cockroach after somebody that you hate.
And all the money goes to where?
Oh, to the zoo.
How great. That's fantastic.
They're getting shitloads.
Fantastic.
They're getting lots and lots of money.
Here's what I want. I want everybody to buy a cockroach for me.
Name after Donald Trump, yeah.
And then we'll all watch it together. You know something? I'm on the left of the Democratic Party, and I know that sometimes I annoy my fellow Democrats by stating my opinion. But this is something we can all agree on. Spend $10, buy cockroaches named Donald Trump, give to the zoo, and just sit there and watch that meerkat just eat them up.
Yeah, watch on the meerkat cam. They'll probably be overeating.
Yes, yeah. Right. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And we will be back with another show right after this one, because we didn't get through half of the stuff we were going to do today.
Yeah, but you'll still get it a week later. But
I will try to make sure that this comes out in the next couple of days. How about that?
Yeah,
I'm going to try.
Swell.
Guys, guys, you're
fab,
listening.
Fab.
You're listening to it now, guys. So it's a time thing.
He carried through with his promise, didn't he?
Absolutely. So listen, I just want to say goodbye to all you guys out there. Thank you for your continued support of our little podcast.
We got a song to play you out.
Yeah.
Herb Alpert, whom we heard from last week with the Tijuana Taxi.
Yeah.
We've got his latest hit, which a couple of years ago he brought out a new version of Putting on the Ritz, which is
going to
be the best pop clip I've ever seen.
We got to the kids on to Herb Alpert. That's what we got to do. Those crazy kids out there.
Yeah. See if you can see the video online.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, taking us out for our show tonight. Stay well.
227,
Stay good. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Goodbye.